Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Normally when you give someone a spray, it's considered a bad thing. But of course, when it comes to post-game celebrations, people often give each other a bit of a spray of the champers. And this is the case Sunday night. Pat Cummins and the rest of the team there up on stage, and a couple of the guys had bottles of champagne ready to spray them all over each other. And then next thing, you know, Usman Khawaja, who's been stellar in this series, just went, whoa, and legged it.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
And that's because he's Muslim.
Yeah.
Okay, and as you know, he doesn't partake of alcohol. So he's like, I'm going to get out of here. And then Pat Cummins summoned him back. He said to the guys, oh, put the champers away.
Hold off for a sec.
We want to make sure Usman's in the photo, you know, because he's an integral part of the team. So, you know, since then, Usman Khawaja, he's taken to Twitter to say, you know, thank you for that gesture. It makes me feel like, you know, you've got my back. So it was a really nice sort of moment of leadership, you know, after the game by Pat Cummins there.
Yeah, there's sometimes those little 1%ers that you can forget as well. When I was playing cricket in Broome, we had a guy who was of Muslim faith as well. And every time we'd have training, after training, we'd all have a bunch of beers. So you'd have like an Esky, someone to bring the beers. And we'd always bring some soft drinks for him as well, just so he could be a part of what was going on.
There's a can of Solo.
Yeah, here you go, buddy. Well bowled. You.
But it made me wonder about the whole spraying of the champagne. Mm. Like, why champagne?
Yeah.
And I did a bit of research into this, Hutsy. And it's quite interesting, right?
Okay. Hit me.
So champagne celebrations in sports came about way back in the 1930s when champagne merchant Count Frederick Chandon.
Count.
I did not make this up, okay? He started offering bottles of bubbly to drivers at the French Formula One Grand Prix. Now, this was the winners, by the way. He wasn't just handing out bottles of champers before the race. You look a bit thirsty. Have a drink before you get behind the wheel. Okay, he wasn't doing any of that, obviously. He was giving the champagne to the winners to advertise his brand of champagne.
Ah, like a free plug. I see.
It caught on from there. And then you're thinking, okay, well, how did the shaking part start? Was that, you know, normally you shake up a can of something if it's bubbly, you know, as a practical joke.
That's
but apparently Dan Gurney invented champagne spraying on the victory podium at Le Mans, the famous race, way back in 1967. For whatever reason, he just put his thumb over the open bottle, gave it a shake, and sprayed everybody who was around. And that's what started it all.
That's amazing how it took 30-odd years before someone went, hang on a sec, I could be doing something else with this apart from drinking it.
Yeah. I don't know if he like went, oh, like this is a much safer option than all of the drivers usually celebrating post-race by spraying each other down with fuel a la Zoolander. Like,
yeah, not the safest practice.
Petrol fight. There you go. Just little things like that. And next thing, you know, we still do it to this day.
I just like how it's seen as like the top of the tree almost when it comes to, it's like a special occasion. It's like, oh, I've got some champagne. It's like, oh. And then people are willing to just waste it once you've got it.
I know. It's like it all started with Count Frederick Chandon, who obviously has his own brand of champagne. So I'm just glad like Count Fruity Lixia wasn't the first guy to offer up his wine. Otherwise, we'd be spraying each other with cask wine when we celebrate wins.
Yeah, imagine how interesting it'd be if like you had Count Goon who was trying to do the same thing.
That's it.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
What a difference a year makes. You know, 2021, we're obsessed with trying to keep the rats out of New South Wales. 2022, we're trying to get the rats into New South Wales. Mm. Well, not the same, you know, for, you know, legged tailed rats, you know, rodents from you know, that we know. I'm talking about the rapid antigen tests. These things, hottest ticket around, even hotter just about than the toilet. I think it's probably safer to say it's just as bad as the toilet paper situation.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Everyone's trying to get their hands on it. And I'm like, but if you don't have symptoms, why are you bending over backwards to get your hands on these?
I think a lot of people are just worried if they get symptoms, then it won't be. Obviously, they'll have trouble obtaining them at that time they need them.
But it's like you're going out to try to get your hands on these rapid antigen tests, so therefore you're coming into contact with more people in your desperate attempt to get the rat kits, increasing your chance of contracting COVID-19.
As I found out recently, I don't know exactly how reliable some of those rat tests are, so it's probably best and safe just to get the PCR test, I guess. But, last night we did see on the news that around 1.2 million kits touched down in New South Wales, which is good to see because obviously they're pretty hard to get these days, and around 15 million more are coming in New South Wales over the next week.
What visa were they brought in with? Because we should let Novak know, so the next time he returns to Australia, he can use that one.
Yeah, he can maybe just like a rat, he can just hide amongst the cargo and try and get into the country, I guess.
He disguises himself as a giant rat kit. Like, hello.
Yeah, but unfortunately, though, there has been a bit of a hurdle with these tests. Like, trying to get these tests, as we know, hard to say. I went to the pharmacy the other day, and then all of a sudden, there's just a big sign saying no rats. You know, just to straight away so people aren't running around asking
the
stuff.
I feel so bad for the pharmacists. Anyone who works at the pharmacies, like both here on the far south coast and around Australia, normally all they have to do is point people in the direction of like the orthopedic sandals or like the anti-dandruff shampoo aisle or whatever. Now it's just like constantly being hounded about this.
Customer service hotline all day, you're like, hello, local pharmacy. No, no rats available. Hello, local pharmacy. No rats available. All day, I would imagine it's like that. But unfortunately, though, there are people that are trying to cash in and do a bit of price gouging when it comes to these tests. Things
not
are
surprising.
Getting, yeah, things are getting pretty bad, as we know.
The wholesale cost of a single rapid test is $4 to $12, but some retailers are selling them for $70 each, and in some cases taking cash only, no receipt. Others are breaking up the multi-packs meant for clinical settings and selling them individually without instructions.
Oh.
They've broken the rule, like when you get the pack of M&Ms that says not for individual sale.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking.
How dare you?
You're going to get done.
Yeah, the ACCC has had to step in on this, saying fines could be, you know, upwards of around $10 million for people caught doing that. That's quite a bit of money as well. But we do know there is that website to try and help you out. I think it's like findarat.com.au where you can, you know, look and see what rat tests are available in your area. But Parliament House has had to come out and issue a bit of a statement asking the creators of this website to change a few things because they've never had so many visitors in their entire life.
That's right.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Medical professionals around the world are urging people not to get involved with the latest internet craze. This one comes to us fresh from TikTok. It's called Sleepy Chicken.
And it's not just an item that's normally on the menu. I did see once, there was that TV show Robot Chicken. They got the idea of that because of an actual dish called Robot Chicken. So this isn't a dish that you'll find in a restaurant.
No, this is something that the people on TikTok have cooked up. You've heard of chicken pot pie, but this is chicken what? Why? basically, TikTok users getting chicken breasts and cooking them up, basically braising the chicken breast in a cough medicine known as NyQuil in the States. Over here, it's more like Benadryl. So it's like this blue cough medicine. They pour it in over the chicken and then they cook the chicken in this. Now, according to doctors, they reckon when you cook cough medicine like NyQuil, you boil off the water and alcohol in it, and that leaves the chicken saturated with a super concentrated amount of drugs in the meat. Hence, Sleepy Chicken. At first I thought, oh, is this like another home remedy for like COVID, you know?
Yeah, come on.
Didn't we learn our lesson from this guy?
Disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection?
No, it's just idiots trying to get high off a combination of chicken and cough medicine. Obviously, this can have potentially deadly effect. Depending on what you do. But there's one guy on TikTok, he's put a video up basically showing people how it's done.
Oh, silly bugger.
And when you listen to him, it gives you an indication of his level of intelligence.
Okay.
Have a listen to this guy explaining how to make Sleepy Chicken.
I've done this in the past, and usually I use about, you know, 4/3 of the bottle. And if it's your first time doing this, you can get away with using about a fifth.
4/3 of a bottle.
That's just bad maths. 6/5 of all people know that.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. I saw the look on your face like, what? Yeah. That just shows you how smart this guy is. So this is him telling you, you know, what it takes to make the Sleepy Chicken.
Make sure you're constantly flipping over the chicken. You don't want to give one side more attention than the other. Oh, sometimes the steam really makes you sleepy.
This guy, oh my God, should have named it Jerk Chicken. That's what he sounds like.
It's a shame it's radio because in the video, he's using a hair straightener as tongs to turn the thing over.
What, plugged in the PowerPoint, turned on in the water? Yeah, of course, go for it.
But you're like, oh, what happens once I finish cooking up the Sleepy Chicken? What about all those precious juices and stuff,
juices.
Manu would turn it into a sauce or a gravy. What's this guy do with the unused sauce?
Drain the unused right back into the NyQuil can, just like so. And boom.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, don't do it. It's really stupid. Like, obviously, like, people are going to end up in the hospital trying this sort of crap. There's all sorts of things that can go wrong. Like, you're using, obviously, the cough medicine. There's drugs in that.
Mm-hmm.
There's salmonella.
Yep.
So, like, what are you thinking?
The list goes on.
You know what I mean? If you were going to do an ad for Sleepy Chicken, it'd be something like, did someone say Sleepy Chicken?
I don't care.
That's how it'd go.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.